It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a summertime story just as the season is winding down.
Going to summer camp can be a monumental moment in a kid's life. But what if you didn't get to go to sleepaway camp as a child? Or if you were one of the lucky ones, perhaps you've been yearning for those glory days. More summer camps for adults are popping up to fill that void. Aisha Jaffer attended one in Wisconsin to see what was driving campers to pack their bags and bunk it for the weekend.
As I get older, I find it gets a little more challenging to find those carefree connections with other adults and giving myself permission to celebrate my inner child. So what better place to be a kid again than summer camp? I had never been to camp as a kid, so I decided to try it as an adult. And as I unpacked my bags at Camp Halcyon, I was whisked off to orientation where we learned about earning participation pins.
We offer buttons, little pennies, for every activity that you go to.
I talked to one of my fellow campers, Beth Haskovic, about some of the pins she's acquired so far in her time at camp.
So I have a pin. It has a bottle of champagne and a little chicken nugget that kind of looks like one of the California raisins. And so we did a pairing with chicken nuggets from McDonald's and champagne. It's really fun. We tried like a couple different champagnes, Proseccos, Cava, and ate a bunch of chicken nuggets and just got like lit.
Another pin you can earn is cookie decorating. Camp counselor Sarah Keller works at Rocket Baby Bakery in Wauwatosa and brings her talents to the table each year to teach campers this delicate art.
It's just like drawing. So you're imagining your pastry bag is like an inch and a half away from the paper, and you're going to kind of like practice on your bag a little bit.
I've earned my pin, and that's one of the new skills I'll be taking back with me when I get home from camp. But what about the childhood classics?
We did archery, which was really fun because I hadn't done it in like 20 years. I loved all the dance parties. The rave and the homecoming dance were super fun. Unless you're going to a club, like you don't really get to do in adult life.
Haskovic touches on something so true. As adults, life tends to get busy. And maybe some of us aren't at afternoon raves as much as we used to be. So why is that important? What draws people to go to an adult summer camp? To get the answer of why does this exist, why do we need this, I turn to Camp Halcyon's director, Ian Nixon, who talks about a meaningful interaction with a camper.
I was just hauling equipment, and the camper stopped me, and she said, I need to talk to you. I said, sure, what's up? And she said, this is life-changing. I've been going through a really, really hard time personally in the last few years, and I'm coming back because I didn't know I needed this, but I need it. Yeah, we've got to create these experiences for people.
Putting in the effort, that seems to be the key theme here, not only to make a great camp experience, but also in creating those new human connections. I ran into another camper who actually has had this experience time and time again.
I'm Jay Kidd. This is like my 11th Camp Halcyon. Once you come to camp, it's really like a good environment to like practice that. And you're like, wow, people really are nice. Like once you introduce yourself, you get to know them. You're like, hey, maybe the other people at work or the other people in my neighborhood or something. I can like, once you introduce yourself to them, it's like you kind of start it off. You're like, this is not as hard or as stressful as I thought it might be.
I like the notion that if we believe others want to create those connections, it might be easier to jump the hurdle of social anxiety. Also, being in the right environment, like around this campfire, might make it easier to do so.
You know, it's like a cool way to mesh with a new group of people, you know, especially after we've been in the pandemic forever and like been stuck inside, and it's just like it's a breath of fresh air.
Where are the beers?
Oh, there's some over there in like the coolers.
Oh, okay.
And that important question is evidence of a new community being built. Before leaving camp, I caught our camp director, Ian Nixon, one last time.
I want those authentic experiences, and the only way to get that is if you let go of all the outside fears and you come here and you be yourself. So I think the most important thing about coming to camp as an adult is putting yourself out there.
Welcome to camp.
Aisha Jaffer brought us that story on adult summer camp. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
This is Wisconsin Today.